Australians aged 35 and under, the past decade has been a period of intense competition for jobs, even before COVID-19, which will make things worse. That bleak outlook was the result of new research released this week by the Productivity Commission, which examined whether young people entering the labour market during and following the global financial crisis had a harder transition into employment than those entering earlier. To discuss this study, we are now joined by one of its authors, Catherine Defontenay, Honorary Fellow at the Department of Economics, University of Melbourne. Good morning.
Good morning, Marlene.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. This is great.
Now, your study looked at the scars of the global financial crisis. What were these scars? What stood out during your research?
Yeah, well, it was very discouraging research, as you said. So what we found was that young people had to take jobs that were further down the jobs ladder than in earlier generations. So that might mean a law graduate having to work as a paralegal or a receptionist. And the trouble is we don't see these young people recover from this slow start. They are climbing the jobs ladder. They are getting better jobs over time, but that climb is slower than other generations. So that title is Starting Lower and Climbing Slower.
Now, just as you mentioned there, the competition in the job market with graduates having to move down the ladder of occupations, what does that look like?
So what it looks like is that after the GFC, it was a relatively slow period in the labor market, not so much job creation, and particularly for university graduates, a big expansion in the number of university graduates. And so what it meant was there was just a lot more competition than in earlier decades for jobs. And so graduates did not get the jobs that they were expecting. So first, maybe they tried smaller firms, less prestigious firms in the sector they were hoping to work in, and then they had to try for other types of jobs. So it was a movement down the ladder of occupations.
And how is this going to impact young people in the long run?
So it has a few impacts. We can see scars, as you describe them. We can see this scarring often in a generation, even a decade later, we can still see the impacts of that type of slow start. What we can see is they're often earning lower wages than in other generations, and that's been true of this particular generation. They have seen no income growth over the last decade, and so that's quite a disturbing trend. That means they're coming into COVID with fewer savings than other generations.
And I'm just interested, for people who have to kind of move down the ladder, the example you gave there of a legal graduate turning to becoming a paralegal, do they end up climbing back up that ladder? Or is there kind of a bit of a bad factor because they've started in something that wasn't necessarily the occupation they wanted to get into?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. So outcomes really differ across people. Some people do find a pathway back to their desired career, but for some people, that initial bad start can mean that they're stuck in a job that wasn't the one that they wanted.
And when we're looking about the COVID-19 crisis, obviously jobs is a big thing on everyone's minds. How do you think it's going to impact the job market for young people? I mean, I know you don't have a crystal ball, but...
No. Yeah, that's an excellent question. So we've seen a big impact on under 25 in the short run because some of the big industries that hire under 25s have been shut down or... their activities have been curtailed a lot. So hospitality, arts and recreation, and retail. But in the longer term, we know that recoveries from recessions tend to be quite slow. And the trouble is that during that recovery period, the rate of new job creation will be pretty slow. And so you'll have young people coming out of their studies looking for jobs, and the number of jobs won't quite match. And so they're going to have a similar experience of a lot of competition for the jobs that are out there, and some people having to move down the jobs ladder.
It's definitely a bleak outlook, but thank you so much for taking the time and joining us to tell us about it.
Thank you. Yeah, it is really concerning for these young people, and we hope that the policymakers are thinking hard about it. Thank you.
Thank